Blog Talk Radio.
Club song. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip? What? A walking revolution, that's how I rip. Yeah. There are some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they'll wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mugged. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece. My crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bey would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang one.
The local police, not all. Just the ones who roll like beasts.
Gang two.
It's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang three.
The Cleveland public school system. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top three gangs, that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a sister myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown man. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. No matter what said, I offend somebody. So I use truth to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devil. Now that's an example of hypocrisy. But hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf. Cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 50 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't Lil if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young or Lil. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and say, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. When you're a child, you do childish things.
True.
When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they children? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun. But put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember three letters, H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator, HJS, Kilroy, still rolling.
That's that adult club song, HJS Music, Sheriff Kilroy. And you are listening once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 29. MAN is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. And the number here is 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. I have three very quick disclaimers, and you want to pay attention because it'll help you as you call the show. So disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, which is very important, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. I promise to listen. If something happens and you hear something and you say, wait a minute, I would love to chime right back on it. If you didn't press the one key, you can press the one key and it'll let me know you want to say something. Or you can dial back in. Depending on the time left, I'll do my best to let you back in on the line. Since we have an hour, I believe the most important thing that the creator has allowed this show to do is to be able to listen to the people who take the time to call. Since I have the time to do this, I will give you all the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Starting at number 10, we're going to go and say, Solomon King. Number 9, Black House Sounds. Trio North video shoot was yesterday. Number 7, the Black Man Army theme and remix featuring, of course, HJS Music did a remix. Emacs did versions of Sergeant Major Stokes and myself. Number 6, Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished, as the Oppressed People's Nation Minister of Information, King Swisher. He has on Audio Mac right now. That single is on an album which features so many powerful people, including myself and many, many more. The revolution will be heard and televised. Number 5, hold on a second, what am I looking at? Did the Hayes family have the nerve to call me while I'm on the air? Did you have the nerve to do that to me? Anyway, hopefully they will think about calling the radio show, because I'm sure they have something to say. Anyway, number 5, wow, jumped up. Baldhead Fred, the comedy show that was thrown, Who's Afraid of the White Man? Player T's Club on Superior the past Saturday. Number 4, re-debut. My man Gambino Red shut at the Suicide Holla concert at the Agora. Also was on last Saturday. Number 3, Oppressed People's Nation's Comedy Showcase featured D-Hawk and C-Town the Legend last Friday. Number 2, the debut, Suicide Holla at the Agora last Saturday. More on that later on. Biggest Jump, Getting Smart in the Park. Definitely we'll have a lot more on that in just a little while. I want to let people know, there's a reason I ask you to get those pins and everything together. If you want to know what's going on, you can always refer to the blackonblackcleveland.com. That's blackonblackcleveland.com. That is our official website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. As a matter of fact, since I got a chance to start talking about that, I want to let people know that the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays. Wednesdays at 6 p.m., followed by the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, which are also Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. sharp, Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, the Lee Road intersection, Euclid and Lee, at the Resource Center. Also, should you choose, there, we're getting ready to get a little bit heavy right now. Why not? I want to let people know, since we're on topic of what's going on, check out Facebook or Blog Talk, D Gambit Radio, Who Has the Power Radio. I was kicking it with Who Has the Power Radio, but I'll get into that in just a little while. I Am Superwoman Radio, kicking it with them at the same event, the Getting Smart in the Park. And Bored and Restless Miss Contagious Radio. Let them all know, if you should tune in to some of them, that you heard that information right here at Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. And I also need to let people know, because it's very, very important, that before I go to any song or anything like that, you know, inner city Republicans, which I am, well, so was Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., check facts. Anyway, they invited Man tomorrow to hear our Governor John Kasich announce he will run for President of the United States, Republican ticket, and that'll be announced down Columbus. And speaking of inner city Republicans, Man in the Streets, Mama Porter, the Brown Report newspaper, MC Derek, HJS Music and the crew, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, met at downtown's FedEx Kinko's, along with bipartisan support. They drafted, mailed a letter to our current president, Barack Obama, who looked out for immigrant rights, gay rights, and we sent in a letter asking the president to change Section 5 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which has been extended 4 times. You know, 1970 rights extended by then-President Nixon, Republican, 1975, Republican Ford, extended, signed it. President Reagan, Republican, signed it for like 25 years. And then 1982, President George W. Bush, he signed it from 2006 to 2000, 2031. So we mailed it to Attorney General Justice Loretta and the President. Least, give the people of color the right to vote without any silly provisions. Those things are very, very important, and I felt good to be a part of that. As a matter of fact, before I go and see what's going on with 216-486, I'm going to go to that 216-308 phone number. Like I say, you listen to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that's music, activism, and news. And I want to at least throw one other thing real quick out there on everybody. Should people want to know what else is going on, you can feel free to reach out to and Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR period. I have a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, so it ought to help you find out who's who right then and there. So with that being said, since they've been very patient, let's go to that 216-308. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing good, Mr. Porter. This is amazing. Calling in to your radio show.
I'm glad. I appreciate you in advance. And how is everything going out there, man?
Everything going pretty good. Kicking it with family. That's the best part, waking up.
I hear you.
And I feel the same way. Yeah. Meantime, though, I've been paying attention to a lot that's been going on. Outside the state, another black woman was murdered. Well, it hasn't been ruled that it was a murder, though it was an activist that she was pulled over for a wrong signal, and it was on camera. The police were slamming her head into the
right.
She was basically complaining about that. Well, long story short, 2 days later, she's found in that jail cell, unresponsive. And the sheriff, who's been known for being reprimanded and actually was fired from another police district, ruled that it was a suicide. So he's been known for, this so-called sheriff has been known for having racial problems with African-American males. So that was kind of disturbing. We just got to keep up the fight. And I like what you're doing here in the city, Mr. Al Porter. Yeah, that's crazy. Frank Mary Jackson going to send you
Oh, wow. Hold on. I'll read it for you. The Certificate of Recognition for Getting Smart and Apart, Communities Empowerment Program. It is my pleasure to present this Certificate of Recognition to Mr. Alfred Porter Jr. as he is honored at the Getting Smart and Apart Community Empowerment and Awareness event. I invite all citizens to join in me and congratulate Mr. Porter on this special occasion and wishing him many more years of success. Frank G. Jackson, Mayor, City of Cleveland, presented on July
18th, 2015. Wow. Wow.
You know, the biblical stand-in is that God, the spirit or the essence, even Allah will make your enemies your footstool. So with that being said,
indeed,
you just let me know to continue to do things the correct way, and you don't have to worry about anything else. Everything else comes in point. So
true.
I just had
true.
To say I was very thankful at the way that turned out. Thank you so much, brother.
No problem.
And if you hold a line, I got something for you. I promise you that.
That's what's up.
All right. That's my man, Taps. As a matter of fact, he just reminded me so I can let him know and anybody else, if you have a hot single or two, please email it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. So that's emaxradio@gmail.com. Real simple, so I can start playing tracks for my man Major Taps and any other artist out there who sends theirs in. That with that being said, before I go to the 216-486 phone call, I just want to get into that certificate and thank, very, very humbly thank, Pastors Thompson. The reason that I have to thank them is they put on such a strong program. That certificates were signed not only from Mayor Jackson, but the Council of the City of Cleveland, Alfred Porter Jr., community and civil rights activist, being honored by the Powerhouse SARC at their Getting Smart in the Park 2015 event on Saturday, July 18th, 2015, for having spent many years of working to safeguard and secure a better standard of living throughout the city of Cleveland. Mr. Porter's work to provide residents with a greater sense of security and self-empowerment, greatly appreciated for his willingness to make a difference throughout Cleveland's various communities. And I'm very thankful because for years I spent so many years taken out of the community that it just lets you know you can stop doing about face and put major things into the community. It was signed by Councilman Zachary Reed. Zach Reed from Ward 2, President of Council Kevin Kelly, and the City Clerk, wow, Patricia Britt. And some of the things that happened, not all, but some of the things that was very powerful in getting Spartan apart. Pastor Thompson, above and beyond themselves, because they had so many different people, from Joey Ruffin, who spoke on mentoring, Kimberly F. Brown on community empowerment. That meant the Brown Report. They go that name again. They also had transgender equality candidate Annette M. Blackwell from Maple Heights. They also had the Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, Deborah Hegler on black health. They also had Joey Hall and Into Deep. And coming from Dayton, Ohio, Biggie We Focus ENT was definitely in the house. Keynote speaker, Councilman Zach Reed on personal and community motivation. And Pastor A.J. Thompson spoke on the poor need only to know they are not poor. I'm into that. Doreen S. Dunbert on the cycle of life. There were a lot of awards given, not only to myself, Biggie We Focus Entertainment, Charles Yancey, Joey Ruffin. You had writer and author Tina Hobson from that I Am Superwoman. You know I mentioned that a little bit earlier. And many more. Also, it was good to see Laura Cohen in the house, Black Man Army, and broadcasting live. There was Charles Yancey from Who Has the Power Radio with guest Jeff. And so I just wanted to say that was a very, very beautiful event that was held. Instead of boring you with too much more, before I go to that 216-486 number and see who's on the line, I want to also let people know, Kicking It with Kim from MyLoudRadio.com, which is on Wednesdays and Fridays, 5 p.m. Let me soak that in. Wednesdays, Fridays, MyLoudRadio.com, 5 p.m. And then on Mondays, you missed it, but Mondays, 2 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time, you have the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. They have their guy, Garbs Infinite, on the Butters Show. The Butters, 91.1 FMWRUW.org. So, with that being said, let's see what's on the mind of the person from the 216-486. How you doing, 216-486? How you doing out there?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter, and I'm just calling to congratulate you for all the work and the tireless efforts that you put forth out there, the rain, snow, regardless of the weather. You've been out there for the people, and we're very proud, and you deserve every reward that you receive. And thank you so much, sir, even for looking out for me. Because had you not looked out for me, I probably wouldn't be here. But thank you for doing that. And keep on trucking. That's the best thing to do. Keep on believing and keep on working and keep on trucking. And hang in there.
I promise.
And may God bless you.
All right. May God continually bless you also. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I can appreciate people's viewpoints when they call in at 646-478-0944. There are those people who just call in and they want to listen, and that's good. There are those who are listening online. Hey, I appreciate it. As a matter of fact, man, in the streets has been busy because Suicide Holla at the Agora last Saturday night. And proud to see a young artist battle and win at Spitboxers. I knew him when he first came in there. I saw him lose matches at Spitboxers. Then he brought his own crowd to Spitboxers for his own set. Now, flash forward, just a couple of years later, and he's at the Agora merchandise table headlining. You had the Ohio Hip Hop Awards backing him. Yeah, did I mention he's been nominated for many awards and won quite a few of them? Blazing Flame Radio took the time to interview me there live that night, and they talked to me about my possibly becoming the next president for Black on Black Crime Incorporated and the legendary award that I was blessed to receive. Standouts on stage included Herb Funky. If you don't know about him, I'm sure you'll find out more about that brother in the future. Gambino Red, no stranger to this radio program. Chris Bleek, through someone who wasn't part of his group or performance, off the side of the stage, escorted him off. And that's a good lesson to learn, because if you aren't a part of that artist set, then don't be disrespectful, grabbing a mic and yelling, even if you know the person's songs, because you may support the artist, but you don't know what kind of stage show they have lined up, from dancers to you name it. It was nice to see new Urban Survival member Logan Wolf, who was there. Man in the Streets also, and you also happen to have Top of the World. They had models, the whole thing going on, and it was nice to see that kind of performance, excitement that was there. As a matter of fact, before I take the time to get into the 216-703 phone number that just popped up, and I promise you I will get there in just a moment, it's always good to have people who listen and want to be, quote-unquote, interactive. I would like to point out to people that should they choose, yep, I'm putting it back on you, should you choose, you can always tune in too at 646-478-0944 number, and you can use it on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Talk Radio with Emacs and the Mindset. International politics broke down to a local level. And then you can use the 646-478-0944 phone number on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Tunes Radio, Music Business 101 with my man Emax the Image. And I should let people know, because sometimes people say I don't give them enough information, so I'm going to at least take the time and let people know that this Thursday, Man in the Streets will join the Tamir Rice Justice Committee at 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, free stamp. The free stamp at Willard Park, where they will march to the Cuyahoga County Justice Center steps and present 60,000 signatures to Cuyahoga County. Woo! They're going to give 60,000 signatures to Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty to charge the two cops, Lohman and Garnback, in the 12-year-old's death. This Thursday, July 23rd, the 23rd is the 8-month anniversary of Tamir's death. So that's what is going on this week. And in regards to that, I just want to say, since I know the other phone caller will probably call me right back, they might have said, hey, I didn't call or talk, I just wanted to do this, that, and other. So I feel them. So what I'll do is take the time and put on a song. And I mentioned the name earlier. He did an excellent job. My man, Gambino Red.
Cause I made it, and it feels exactly how it should. Doing things now cause we made it out and on the better days. Now on this flight to the top, in due time we'll reach the destination. Like I said before, we're just patiently waiting on this time to come.
Our time.
No hesitation. That means when it opens itself to us, we gon' take it. And I'll put that shit on everything that we gon' make it. So if you don't believe that, just suck it up, cause you gon' face it. Like my trees are rolling, you would've thought that I laced it. Mile high living, just one hit and you know you taste it. Got your shorty in the cut choosing, looking oh so anxious. From the look in her eyes, she down for fornication. So let me curve that ass, I'd rather not get involved with Satan. That shit get hard, but I know I gotta do it. Stay focused, dog, that's all I know, and I'm sticking to it, yeah. Sticking to our goals, sticking to our dreams. Wahoo gang, nigga, we the new winning team. Yeah,
everything good, but ever since I left, they want me back up in the hood. Cause they hate it cause I made it, hey, hate it cause I made it, hey, hate it cause I made it, hey, hate it cause I made it. And it feels exactly how it should. Doing things now back then, I wish I could. And now they hate it cause I made it,
hey,
hate it cause I made it,
we
hate it.
Cause I made it, money motivated, ain't have a thing. Posted on the block, a young boy, I ain't have a name. Big bruh said, do this shit, it ain't about rap, so fuck fame. Told me rape the game for what it's worth, man, get all the change. Come from a city where your friend be your friend and me. 9 days, they envying, you either dead or he killing him. These niggas switching up and they ain't playing their position. Niggas be snitching up in court if they the co-defendant. Regardless, I'm the hardest with this shit written. I mean, murder rap farther, more balls than a life sentence. Jail time on my head, nigga name in the system. Fuck these niggas snitching, got a clipping, nigga I snip them. Hate it cause I made it, nigga we the greatest. Nigga sipping on this lean, nigga know a nigga faded in the gang, nigga getting changed, nigga you a lame, nigga smoking on that high grade, I'm high than a plane, nigga.
Everything good, but ever since I left, they want me back up in the hood. Cause they hate it cause I made it, hey, hate it cause I made it, hey, hate it cause I made it, hey, hate it cause I made it. And it feels exactly how it should. Doing things now back then, I wish I could. And now they hate it cause I made it, hey, hate it cause I made it, hey, hate it cause I made it, hey, hate it cause I made it.
Wow. That's how I feel. We made it. My man Gambino Red definitely did his thing down there at the Agora. And while I'm talking about certain things that's going on, I should take the time to say that, upcoming this Saturday, since I mentioned Zach Reed's name, Councilman Reed, Woodhill, Luke Easter Park, that's 3090 MLK Jr. Drive, Cleveland, Ohio. Let's be real frank about this, all right? People might be coming from outside of Cleveland. They might be coming from another state to catch this free show. So I had to let y'all know. But everybody knows it's right there by Kinsman. You know, right by the Save-A-Lot between the police station. You know, you come past the 93rd Kinsman and you go straight up towards. You'll see Luke Easter Park and everything going on. Ooh, the community, Unity in the Park Festival featuring the SOS Band. Stephanie Mills, Anita Baker, man, now you can say one thing. He may have other problems, but he can still throw a powerful get-together. So, and I'm very thankful I haven't even been hearing of the other problems recently, so maybe he's really taking care of things because the man is a brilliant person. Everybody has the ups and downs, and it looks like my man is definitely having quite a few ups right now. Now, we go from that free thing, and I want to also let people know, since y'all say I don't give you enough information, Carl Dix, C-A-R-L-D-I-X. Look him up, because I know a lot of people may be coming from out of town for this next one. And I'll be getting to that 216-205 shortly. But Carl Dix is a revolutionary communist party. He is internationally known. He spoke alongside my man, Dr. Cornel West, on several things. 1984 and 1988. He ran as the anti-candidate, and he represented poor and disenfranchised people. Founding member of the Revolutionary Party, involved and helped found the International October 22nd Day of Protest Against Police Brutality. A lot of people don't know he spent 2 years in Leavenworth for uprising in the United States during Vietnam. Author, world-renowned speaker, he will be live, and this is for anybody throughout the United States, anybody close through by who wants to come through. This Thursday, he will be speaking at Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man Army Headquarters. 11:30 a.m. doors will open, Cleveland Standard Time, that is, and the headquarters is Euclid Avenue, Lee Road Avenue, intersection. So it's 14715, the Resource Center that I spoke about earlier. 14715 Resource Center, and that's at 14715. That's East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. And I want to definitely hip you all onto that. Before I go to that 216205, I also want to definitely let people know, here's what I'm really, really, really want you to know, is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is at voiceofradio.com. That's Thursdays, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And this week, we had a young legend himself who'll be coming through, a man by the name of Suicide Holler. He'll be talking about how he managed to ride so fast and everything. And I also want to point out to people that tonight at 1 a.m., SOTC Radio, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, that's WCSB.org. Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 WCSB.org. 216 Radio, the way you just start rolling, like you go to that 216205 phone call. How you doing out there?
Hey, Mr. P, I'm doing fantastic. We enjoying your show, me and the boys.
I appreciate that very, very much. I mean, I did mention you all, too, because you all were very busy, and you managed to make it down there for the Art McCoy radio show, for the historic signing for the letter that went in to current President Barack Obama. So you've been very busy over the past weekend.
Oh, well, we have fun, and we're just trying to participate in the movement because, I mean, to sit back and talk about it and not do anything is like insanity. So we're just trying to play our part. Mr. Porter, I'd like to take this opportunity, if you don't mind, to put a challenge out to the listeners that you have and see if somebody can call in and tell you what day your birthday was. We're going to give them a $20 gift certificate. Well, actually, let's make it a gift card, and they can pick it up tomorrow.
Okay, then. So you're saying what
day my birthday was.
I'm
going to see people out there that know a little bit about you, so they'll call in with the right date, and you just give me the name, and they can pick it up tomorrow.
Okay, then. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Let's see what they can do. That's a challenge. All right.
That's a heck of a challenge to throw out there for somebody, I'll tell you this. But I'm going to be fair and start with at least one of the ones who was online already. And that causes me to have to go back out there to definitely say, you heard what the challenge was. I'm going with that 216308 first and foremost. Please tell me you know the date. I'm taking it that they don't. So that's fair. That's a fair one right there. We're going to see who knows the actual birth date. And as we do that, every once in a while, something happens that just stuns me. So with that being said, the Art McCoy radio show is on Sundays. And that's where Brother H, who just called in, he's been there for a couple of weeks now. He was on Sunday. And it's Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And while I'm at this, I just want to say before I go to the next track that last Wednesday, East Cleveland Mayor Gary Norton turned in 1,600-plus signatures, needing only 559 ballot signatures to turn in for annexation. East Cleveland, to merge with Cleveland. Now, Mayor Norton claimed many residents know city costs are going up while revenues are going down. And although there were 800-plus valid signatures, East Cleveland Council must still pass a resolution asking Cleveland to enter negotiations. Now, if they do enter negotiations, each city sends a 3-member panel to study it. Then voting can begin by city residents. Now, Sergeant Major, myself, Brother Art McCoy interrupted the mayor's feel-good moment by invading the Board of Elections building, including a red, black, and green flag. And as the Plain Dealer reported, Art McCoy called Mayor Norton the worst mayor in East Cleveland history to his face, not behind his back, and called him a con man willing to sell his city out for a few pieces of gold and silver or a cushy job in Cleveland, as well as gentrify, well, you know, run blacks out. Just look up gentrification, of an area near University Circle and allowed the city to run down and decay to force a merger. Now, a mayor's job is to negotiate for the best interest of the people who elected him or her, and not the best terms for himself or herself. Eloquently put, you know, Art did say that, you know, as mayor, Norton hasn't fought as hard to bring money into East Cleveland as he runs as the mayor has ran a merger campaign. So in other words, if you check the facts, the mayor hasn't fought as hard to bring money in as he has for an actual merger to happen. And my question is, if we can't take care of our own self, how are we going to take care of East Cleveland? I would be for a merger if East Cleveland was going to be absorbed into downtown Cleveland, because Cleveland can find a lot of money for downtown Cleveland. So if they were to say, we're going to merge and put the residents downtown, I could be for it and say, you know, I have nothing to say because downtown does well. But if you're going to merge it into parts of Jeff Johnson's ward, which I'm in, and we don't have anything except a lot of abandoned properties, and it's already was part of a wasteland, and Kevin Caldwell, who all of a sudden the building has grinded to a halt, then it's going to be 3 broke areas instead of a couple of broke areas that have the chance for something, because I believe East Cleveland has a chance to get themselves out of a hole with more fighting. I also want to let anybody who's online know, no, not when my actual birthday is, but I want to let anybody online know that you can go to acslaw.secure.force.com to find out more on how to be a part of the Department of Justice Dissent Degree Panel and monitor the Cleveland Police. So again, you just type in, yeah, I see a lot of you all just perked up. Huh? Monitor the police? acslaw.secure.force.com to find out more on how to be a part of the Department of Justice Dissent Decree Panel. Monitor the police. Type it in on Facebook or just regular online. Make sure it's spelled the correct way. And you too can be a part of making sure that your area is being taken care of the correct way and not the incorrect way. And before I go and put on this next track, since it won't take me long at all, I just want to thank Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, First Ladies Dynasty Social Club, who joined the memory and the family of Cashmere, a.k.a. Top Prospect, Cleveland, Ohio lady boxer. And Cash, she was a victim of Black on Black crime last year. So this past Friday, along with her family, friends, we pulled an unexpected out of your houses and into the streets move. Except we took it to shut down streets to stop black-on-black violence, as if we were dealing with police violence. 100-plus people, close to 200, shut down Kinsman and Woodland on East 55th, and the police just stared. But it's about how do you want to take care of your inner city or where you live? Do you want to just talk about it, or do you want to be about it? And also, letting you know that there's an entry fee, $150, extra $2 fee for anyone under age 21. That's for August the 25th. Tuesday, 9 p.m., Black Odyssey presents and it will have artists judged by a 3-judge panel. Winner will receive professional video shoot. If anybody has seen how Black Odyssey's material look, you will know it is definitely professional. And all participants, they get 15 $10 tickets to make everything back up. It will be held at the Grog Shop, corner of Coventry, Euclid Heights Boulevard. Number 7 bus goes by there, number 9. They asked me to host that. I will be getting into some other things going on, but right now I want to get into this because there were a lot of them out at the Shoreside Holla event at the Agora, and I'm sure there will be a lot of them at the old school type of concert with SOS Band, Stephanie Mills. As a matter of fact, Anita Baker concert, I'm sure there'll be, and Black Man's Army will probably have like the BMA theme CDs. Anybody looking to check those out can look for BMA members or at least call a 216-804-7462 phone number for that theme that we play all the time and that you've heard many other places or you've heard on the bus. But like I say, this next track, there'll be a lot of that out there coming up. Big Legs Remix, E-Max, The Image.
Yeah. Hey.
Light skin, a brown skin, she can be a little.
I'm having a field day right now. That's a shame. Thank you. There are people listening online. I've announced when we had the birthday party, and I didn't hear from nobody. That's very interesting. But here are some other things that may not be that interesting, but interesting just the same. I've been letting people know what's going on, and I want to let people know, just keeping you up to date with some of what's happening so nobody can feel like I ignored something. Cuyahoga County prosecutors asked the Ohio Appeals Court to allow the dereliction of duty charges to be heard in East Cleveland Municipal Court against five supervisors involved in the 2012 137 shots murder police chase. Now, earlier, Prosecutor Tim McGinty agreed to prosecute the case in East Cleveland, but the supervisors asked for it to be blocked. Now, since then, McGinty argues for the case to be tried where the chase ended. Y'all big bad supervisors can't be scared of some good old-fashioned East Cleveland justice. I mean, yeah, it's in a mostly black suburb, but as Public Enemy said, fear of a black planet. Cops want this to be heard in Cuyahoga County Court. They want it to be heard in Cuyahoga County Court. We'll see how that works out and what happens. As a matter of fact, since I'm looking at this number that's just popped up and they want to speak, that 216703, how you doing out there?
I'm doing very great. I'm sorry that when I called in earlier, I had to hang up because I was on the phone with the Apple computer store trying to get this hot track converted correctly.
Oh.
So that was a big issue, but Blackout Sound is always in the process of working. So I didn't catch most of the show, but I called to support the show and also let folks know, if you want to check out new material from Black House Sound, you can go on YouTube. Okay.
Okay.
You can go on YouTube and you go to Joseph Motley Jr. and all our past videos in the last four months will pop up. And if you want to seek more Black House Sound, you can go on Facebook and check me out there, or you can just simply type in Black House Sound on YouTube, and all our videos that we did last year will pop up. But really, I was just calling in to support all the local artists and also to support Black people trying to make a difference in the Cleveland area. So that was the whole reason
and
I called.
I appreciate that.
And I want everybody to know Endo Dubsack, me and him, we supposed to be putting this show on in the next 2 months. So when all that information is really revealed and gathered, I will start calling the station on a countdown to let people know, come and purchase a ticket. We will have dinners there. We will be showing videos, performers, and hopefully a hot DJ. So we working that out. We in the mix of working that out. But what's the question you need to ask me, Mr. Porter?
I'm asking you this question, man. When is my birthday?
When is your birthday?
Yes. The reason that I'm asking this is because HJS Music called in, and you know there was a birthday party thrown for me. And out of nowhere, he just called in tonight and said, whoever knows my birthday will win a $20 gift certificate.
Oh, man.
He caved my head in with that one because I didn't see it coming. That's why I was hoping
that
maybe you remember.
Oh, man, I am, you know, and then, you know, you have me on air right now and I kind of like don't remember, but I'm so sorry. I know it just passed, and I know that you had a fantastic birthday, and you was playing a lot of them hot tracks that you've been coming up with lately. I know that, but I don't know that.
And it meant a lot to me that you said that because it was so many people there, And that show is actually still online with people who did interviews and stuff like that. So that's all right. Don't worry, man. A lot of other people didn't expect that question. And out there, I didn't expect that one. So I just want to say, trust me, you're not the only one.
Well, all the Porter fans, don't look at Black House Sound different because I didn't know. But like I say, one more time, nothing but love, peace, and blessings for everybody utilizing this station. And just thank you so much for answering my phone call and letting me get that information out there. Thank you so much. Voice of Radio.
Thank you.
Man out in the street.
Peace. Peace. You know, that's one of the best partners that anybody could work with, very serious with what he's doing. You know something, I'm looking at 216-702. That's 216-702. How you doing out there this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. As a matter of fact, I'm just hanging out here. One of the people who has sponsored the hip-hop workshop, they just threw me out there with something so unbelievable. They were like, hey, if somebody can remember when your birthday was, birthday party that was thrown and all this, that, and other, I'll give them a $20 gift certificate. That threw me for a loop. Shout out to HJS Music, Black Man Army member, and I'm hoping that you might know.
Of course I know. It's June the 24th.
And you know something, as I take that down, I will say I'm very thankful that it is June 24th. I'm thankful that somebody out there got it. There were so many people there at the event and the flyers floating around, but I hope that answers Brother H's question, that he did a good job putting out flyers and all kind of stuff like that. So that's a blessing in itself. And what I'm going to do is, not on the air, but the one thing I love about how this radio works is, you take the number down, which I'm doing right now. And then I can always hit the number back once off the air for name and all of that and say, I thank you so much. And what is on your mind this evening?
What's on my mind?
Yes.
I missed your show, but I caught part of it. I just want to say happy belated birthday because I missed your party. And I support you. I heard that you were had a promotion coming up right now. That you were promoted to being a president or something.
Yes, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and it's an honor. It's an honor.
Oh, and congratulations on that. And that's all I really wanted to say.
No problem. I thank you very much, and may you have a very, very blessed evening, blessed week.
And thank you. You do the same.
No problem. Thank you. And
all
as
right.
You hold the line, I will send something out to you. Let me find something. But at the same time, I just want to say I thank you very much for all those who sometimes listen. And if you don't press the one key, sometimes I bother you. Sometimes I ask you, do you want to speak? Some people say no, and I give you the chance to press the one key or what have you, or hang up and call again. So when people do that, like this caller chose to do and some others, I can appreciate it. I also want to put out there that a shout-out to Black Man Army member Tino, who put out there that the hip-hop culture is in a state of emergency and that what we grew up on to love is now being took over by commercial industries. Record labels that have no love or connection with the culture are exploiting, soliciting for sales product. They promote sex, guns, drugs, and violence to our youth for profit, leaving a trail of death and decay. And we've seen the negative effects that this has had on our black youth, and we refuse to be silent anymore. They're looking to build an army of dedicated artists to fight against these corporations. Positive, conscious and educated artists that bring a message of hope and pain. Talent isn't enough. We're looking for artists that can be leaders and positive role models to our young black generation. I want to thank him because Brother Tino's Black People in Progress alongside Black Man's Army, they want to definitely
reach in and offer, but it's not just for Al Porter's Hip Hop Workshop Talent Search. It's for anybody out there. And it's a $300 cash prize raffle that Brother Tino has come up with. You could always hit Black People in Progress on Twitter and check out more on that. But from August 14th to 16th, auditions will be held 5 to 7 p.m., as far as we know, at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. You can definitely register free now. You can check on the number 216-804-7462. They're looking for rappers, singers, poets, as well as producers, which is a beautiful thing in itself. As I look at what's going on, I almost wasn't sure if I wanted to touch this one, but why in the world not? Because it seems like I've gone through a whole lot of different things.
Queasy Bryant, 10 years ago, he was convicted for murdering a Cleveland police officer, found guilty. But U.S. District Judge James Carr in Toledo granted Queasy, who is black, a new trial because he was convicted of and recommended for capital punishment, you know, to be put to death, because there were no blacks on the jury. And they deliberately got rid of a black juror by the name of Gwendolyn Jones because she's black. Now, Cleveland Police Patrolman Association head Steve Loomis is upset that, as he put it, the judge gave this murdering, raping animal a new trial, and that's offensive. Now, maybe Steve Loomis knows that we feel raped, meaning the community. So maybe the union head now knows how the community feels, that a lot of times we feel raped and screwed by the system when the police department uses every nook and cranny of the law to protect police officers, and they find excuses for police officers like Brillo, who fired like 40-something times on the hood of a vehicle. Each time that happens, it murders our personal faith in the injustice system that is out there. I want to give a shout-out to everybody who called in. I have to give a big shout-out to everybody. I know Mama Porter was a little bit perturbed at me tonight because I'm sure she probably wanted to try to win some of that gift certificate thing, but I think that would have been called nepotism. And the sponsor of our show, HGS Music, would have said, "Hey, what's that all about, Mr. P?" And I wouldn't have been able to explain it. So I'm going to send this next song out to everybody who's listening online. It's a personal favorite of mine. To all the other artists that I played, I appreciate. But this next track I'm playing, it really means a lot because it says how I'm feeling on certain things. When you get to certain places, you conquer certain demons, you conquer certain fears, you get rid of a lot. On the R&B side of things, it's my man, E-Max the Image. On the vocals, it's a dude by the name of Sheriff Kilroy. It's called Conquered. And while I'm doing that, I'm looking forward to the new music that was sent in from Inferno and from HJS that will be played around next week, probably by the end of this week on some of the other shows that I talked about. So with that being said, hey, just check out the message. Anybody who hasn't had to conquer anything, oh, trust me, you will. That's where this song came from. Please, I pray we stay safe and stay blessed. Peace.
City Music, E-Max the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne, armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, conquered, we doing it. I came. conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news. Blessed with awards. Black on black crime. We're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Where were you? I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror. Thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record. Silk. EP. SOTC. Hood Tunes Radio. Live at the Foundry. Covering Squish Fam. CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, Remember Ernest Smith.
I came.
I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to see us? Wouldn't you like to see us?